I'm Scott Schober, author of Hacked Again. Welcome to this week's Ransomware Minute, a rundown of the latest ransomware attacks and news, brought to you by CyberArk, the global leader in identity security and access solutions. Visit CyberArk.com to learn more. The Dallas-based Christus Health System successfully blocked a ransomware attack, which appears to have been carried out by the ransomware group Avos Locker. The incident did not impact any patient information or clinical operations. However, Avos Locker has posted some data from the attack on their dark web leak site. A criminal complaint was unsealed in federal court in Brooklyn, New York, charging Moses Luis Zagala Gonzalez with attempted computer intrusions and conspiracy to commit computer intrusions. The U.S. Department of Justice reports, Zagala, a 55-year-old cardiologist and citizen of both France and Venezuela, has designed multiple ransomware tools and then sold or rented out a software to hackers who used it to attack computer networks. The police and the Cybersecurity Agency of Singapore jointly warned of a ransomware variant that masquerades as a Windows operating system update. The fake update, called Magnabur, locks up victims' data and demands a ransom before giving attackers access to personal information, including bank account details and social media accounts. The attackers call for payment in the form of cryptocurrencies, such as Bitcoin, if victims want to regain access to their data. Top Aces, a Canadian company that supplies fighter jets for airborne training exercises, was hit by a ransomware attack. The Montreal-based firm, which said it is the exclusive adversary air provider to the Canadian and German armed forces, showed up on the leak site for the Lockbit ransomware group. For more details on these ransomware attacks and others, go to ransomwareminute.com. A new Ransomware Minute airs weekly, brought to you by CyberArk, the global leader in identity security and access solutions. Visit CyberArk.com to learn more.